that the head of the International Committee for the Red Cross is in Damascus. They are meeting with Syrian officials who are trying to find together some kind of way of assisting these refugees and resolving the situation. I spent quite some time in those camps talking to some of these refugees, and I can back up from first-hand experience what they, as well as what humanitarian organizations are saying. What the refugees told me is that the sanitation is far from satisfactory, that very often they are standing in queues for hours waiting for food. There are not enough tents to go around. People are sleeping on the streets. I spoke to a number of women who were complaining of sexual harassment. One person perhaps put it the best. He told me that him and his family had fled Syria to escape death, but here in the refugee camps, they were dying a slow death. At the same time, there are concerns that you just need a spark to erupt into a flame. There are concerns, particularly from the Jordanian authorities, that there could be rioting. There are also concerns that there could be further clashes. So the main concern at the moment is that the situation is so volatile, you could lead to an even further, bigger humanitarian catastrophe.